5, 4, 3, 2. It's episode 80, and we've got plugins for short codes, media manager tools, categories, email and post notifications, columns, SEO links, and a whole lot more. It's all headed your way next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good evening, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with everyone today.
And we're here to excite you and titillate you and show off a few plugins that we've discovered over the last week. Hopefully, maybe you'll learn a thing or two along the way.
Yeah, I know that I've got some that people can use to make some cash with right now.
Well, that's always useful. Everyone can use that. So, just a quick piece off the top. The podcast is available at wppluginsa2z.com, so make sure you head over there for show notes and everything else that we talk about here. Pick up the information like the links and such. And right now, we've got our little bits of self-promotion, because now that we've hit a nice stride in our podcast, I think it's time that people really know what we actually do. So first off, myself, I'm a WordPress specialist developing WordPress websites and teaching WordPress, and letting you know that coming towards the end of August is going to be my first WordPress training webinar online. I will be posting up the exact date within the next week, and if there's going to be any cost, which I don't know for the first one, may or may not be. So we will see how that goes. The other thing I'm great for is if your WordPress site has suddenly gone white screen of death on you, give me a call or email me and I'll help get you back online quick and easy. Or you can head over to my website at johnoverall.com, WordPress Emergency Support, for some quick tips on getting yourself back online.
Yeah, and that's very valuable for businesses, individuals, bloggers, anybody like that. From my business perspective, John, I'm almost ready to launch my corporate site that by next episode I will have everything up to speed and ready. But in the meantime, if anyone needs any help with any kind of online marketing, SEO, any sort of local optimization or things like that, I've got some killer tools that can really help out any sort of business or entity that's looking for those types of rankings. For right now, you can just contact me at marcuscouch.com. There's a lead form right there on the right side. So any questions that you might have about anything like that, let me know. Again, I'll have my corporate stuff up next week, so we'll dive back into that next episode.
All right, and my random thought for the week is a minor bit of a ramble here, but it's just some exciting stuff for me in particular. I have been stealthily working on a complete redesign of my own site for the last several weeks, and in combination with my new marketing guru, she helped me plan and implement many new features of my website, and I launched it a couple of days ago. So those of you out there, go have a look at the new johnoverall.com, or you can get to it through wppro.ca. So that's the one of two ways to get to it, and there's going to be a couple new features added to it over the next couple of days. And one of the other features, something that I have done that I've been meaning to do for a very long time, and I'm just now properly implementing because I finally figured out how to do it easily and simply, is to I've got an email collection system on there, so I can start an email list, and I've written a small ebook that I'm giving away, and it's the WordPress top 10 plus one plugins that I've given a presentation on, And my opinion, plugin, the top 11 plugins basically that should be on every WordPress site. If you want that little ebook, go to my website, sign up for the email list, and you will be emailed the link to download the ebook. It's a little PDF file that you might find useful. And the other thing is I wanted to mention, you know.
All right,
so this is take two for me on my little rant on things. And, the nice thing about a take two is oftentimes it comes out much cleaner. And
Damn you, Skype.
We had Skype drop our call, and I continued talking without even realizing I lost the draw. I've been dropped out, so. All right, so I was talking about, I just relaunched my website, johnoverall.com, and I also added something in there, and this is due to the fact of it falls into the never say never category for me. I get this a lot, and a couple of my friends always tease me when I do something that I said I'd never do. And what I've done here is I started using a off-site email service. I'm going to be using them for managing my new email list. I have a new email list on my website that you can go to and get a free ebook from. And the reason I started using it is, looking back, I always was of the nature that you should always maintain your stuff on your website. But occasionally, it's not a bad idea to go off-site, but it's often easier to do it on-site. And that was the problem I had with a lot of email services. First, I had to create it on my site, then I had to open up their site and recreate it and then send it. But Benchmark Email, combined with the plugin I reviewed from Be Automated several episodes back, Sean and Randy, I talked to them, did a nice interview with them tacked onto the episode also. And their plugin combined with Benchmark makes it very easy to maintain your email campaigns and have it all one click from within WordPress. So by doing that, I decided I would try to actually run this through a different system and something that might be a little cleaner and faster for me. And that's what I'm doing, and that's what I've set up. And also, if you want the free ebook, which is 10 plus 1 plugins, go on over to my website at johnoverall.com, sign up for the email list, and have fun. Enjoy the book. That's all I've got for my little rant today.
Cool. I'll have to check that book out myself. No rants from my end.
Okay, well, you know. What else we got today? Well, we've got a few other things. We've got a little bit of WordPress news that I've managed to pick up, a couple of interesting articles. WordPress itself, or Automatic for WordPress.com, launched Retina support for Gravatar and all hosted and self-hosted WordPress websites. They've also launched Retina support through Jetpack for the moment, and from what I understand reading the article, they're going to have Retina support built into WordPress 3.5. So if you want Retina support now, you've got to jump over to Jetpack, and if you're willing to wait when 3.5 drops, you'll have Retina support there. So that's a nice little article you might want to check out, a little bit of information there on all of it.
You know what's funny, John, is I would say maybe a month ago I brought to the table a plugin that allowed you to do Retina mm-hmm. on your WordPress installation, and I remember us joking about it as far as like, yeah, you won't need this for a year, and suddenly here it is as part of the core. That's great.
Yeah, they're going to move that right into the core, and I guess it's because it's becoming very popular.
Excellent.
Now, another article here is, it's a nice article on one thing WordPress should not be used for. It's a nice article discussion on why you might want to use WordPress, why you might not want to use WordPress as an email service. So this is another article that ties into what I was just previously talking about moving my email service offline or off of my website, but still being having direct connection to it with the Benchmark plugin. And the other one is a nice little article on secrets to leveraging the new Facebook for WordPress plugin. If you want to use that Facebook plugin, it's a nice way. It's a nice article on how you can leverage that plugin for maximum usage. So that's just a little bit of tidbits of information for us.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out because I've had a little bit of trouble integrating that particular Facebook plugin. It seems a little too intrusive on my website, and I need to tone that down a little bit. And I'm definitely going to check that article out myself.
Yeah, I don't know so much about that. I think I brought to the table an episode or two ago the plugin for integrating Facebook comments into your website, and that's what I've started using on my websites, is that there for bringing in passing Facebook information back and forth.
Nice.
So I don't know if I'll use that plugin, but I've heard lots of people want to use it, so I thought I'd get some information out there about it. The other thing is my newsletter is going to be going out on a weekly basis, and it's going to be basically tips and tricks and other information I find like this online to help folks improve their WordPress website.
Can't beat that.
That's the whole goal. Make it faster and easier for everybody.
That's right, and just a little bit lazier.
Ooh, yeah, as lazy as it can possibly be. I've already got a lot on my plate as it is, so it's got to be simple, fast, and easy.
There you go.
All right, so time to get into the real fun then. Off we go. So first off, I've got a few plugins, and the first plugin I've got here is called Collapsing Categories. And what this plugin, in my larger quest to get a cleaner looking site on one of my clients that was using a whole lot of categories and I'm constantly creating new categories and subcategories as his navigation menu on a sidebar, I needed a way that menu would update automatically and then would collapse down so that it didn't take up, you know, this big long scrolling page, and it looked nice and neat and tidy and would pop open the pieces that needed. And I've tried several things over the last year or so with him, but we're in the process right now of redoing his theme and bringing it up to date. So I thought I would go looking for a new way of doing this. And that's when I stumbled across this plugin here. And what it does, you just pop it in, turn it on, and you stick it in the sidebar as a widget, and it automatically grabs all your categories and your subcategories and collapses them all down to the master one. And depending on which one you open, that's the one that pops open. It's nice and clean. It's very simple. It has some nice CSS in it, so you can get in there and customize it and make it fit with your theme so that it works very nicely. And the nice thing also is you can also exclude certain posts from showing based on the age of it. If you have posts that are too old or categories that you don't want to show based on age, you can exclude them from being shown in the list. So it's a nice plugin. I rather like the way it's working, and so far my client's liking the way this is going to improve the look of his site. So that one there, I give it a nice 4 Dragon rating. Very decent plugin.
Cool. And the styling can be customized as well for this particular one, as far as the way that they're shaded and things like that, or are you stuck with just your basic sidebar styling?
I'm pretty certain it had some custom pieces for it, because I started customizing it inside the sidebar.
Oh, okay.
So I've been doing so much CSS lately, I've lost track of which one is which.
I hear you there. Well, John, I've got a cool plugin that's always one that's near and dear to my heart as far as being an SEO-friendly thing. This plugin is called WP Links. And in a nutshell, what it basically does is it just parses all of the external links on your website and changes where they go so that it opens up in a new window every single time. It does every single link, everything that's external all at once. It's a pretty cool plugin. Only 68 downloads so far. Just came out yesterday, I think. So if you're into, you know, not giving up so much link juice on your site, if you've got a lot of links and you'd really not like to get, I won't say penalized, but, you know, you definitely do, you know, lose some of your juice if you're going to be linking and linking and linking all the time. But when you open it with that blank tag as far as your target, it will, you know, retain, so to speak, all of that link juice. So this WP Links is the name of the plugin. It just simply opens things up in a new window. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5. It would be nice to have some more options other than just opening it in a new window, or perhaps if I'm going to do that, maybe I want to open it in a frame with something on top or something like that. So sort of limited in my ratings, but it's a nice plugin nonetheless. WP Lynx.
Excellent. Okay, now the next thing I've got here, this is basically one plugin, but they're two separate plugins, and the reason they're two will become apparent in a second. Now, in my quest recently, working with my new marketing person to help me revive and move my company forward to a new level, I've been reviving a couple of things when working with the people that I pay to do work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got a website we put together for communications so that people know who's doing what when. And what we'd done was we created a website based upon something that Automattic uses for managing their company. And it's called the P2 theme. And one of the things we were having troubles with it was, even though somebody would put something there, we would always have to remember to go look at it on a regular basis to see if there was something new. So I went hunting for a way that when somebody created a new post on there or a new comment, it automatically notified everyone else that it was up there so that we would go take a look at it, or at least we would see it in our email. So I went looking for a plugin that when a post was created, it automatically sent out an email notification to a specific set group, preferably the administrator group or the editor group or something like that. The first one I found was called WP Email Notification. It looked to be a very nice plugin, and it would notify, and it was supposed to be notify someone every time someone added new posts to it, and had a lot of promise to it. But when I installed it and set it up, I couldn't find the functionalities on it. And when I went and checked out the website and whatnot, they had actually not finished it, and somehow they put it up on the repository without it being finished.
Great.
So I wanted to warn folks, this is a very promising looking plugin, but they put it up without finishing it, and it's still sitting there with the promise that it's going to be done.
Yeah.
So anyway, I moved on.
Yeah, if you like riding in a leaky boat, this one's for you.
That's one's for you. Or if you are motivated enough to get in there and finish their code, this is for you.
This plugin's a nice fixer-upper. For.
There you go. It's a great fixer-upper. So anyway, I had to move on, and I moved on, and I found another one called WP Post Notifier for All. And as above, same reasons I needed to plug in, I installed this one, and it worked great. It also has a little customizing email that sends out. It also has a setting to exclude any users necessary, like yourself or some subscribers, if you wanted to use this on a different kind of site. It's a great little plugin, has really nice uses for other, I see it for other sites in the future that I might run into. Nothing too major, but it's a great way to send out automatic notifications. And in my particular case, I wanted it mainly for the administrative staff and my support team that does work for me. So that one there, nice plugin, decent. I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Cool. Boy, I definitely know a use for that. And anybody who works with anybody in an outsourced capacity, whether that be internal crew or even external people that are responsible for helping out with certain marketing tasks, that sounds like a really nice plugin. Yep. So I'm going to add that to my collection as well.
The other nice thing about it is with this plugin, combining it with your own website and the P2 theme, it allows you to have a central area for communications. Especially when you have a distributed work team like I do. I have, I live in Canada, but a couple of my work team live in the States and overseas. So,
yeah, that's nice. I'm going to check that out. Well, John, a lot of us on a daily basis use the media library function within WordPress. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
But if you're like me, and I'm sure you as well, John, you find that it's kind of limited, and it really kind of sucks as far as it's got this really wonky interface and all that. Well, the guys over at CodePress just created a new plugin called Enhanced Media Picker. And basically, here's what it does. it gives a lot more functionality to the media center. It seamlessly integrates, so there's nothing to set. I mean, it's just you fire this plugin up and it's ready to go. So check this out. You can switch from a list view to a grid view and see all of your images. You can show more than 10 items as far as how many you want to show in the particular media library. So if you want to show everything you got, bam, you just select the drop down. You can choose to sort it by only your uploads, so it doesn't take any of the other external stuff. And now here's the coolest thing about this is if you hover over the image in the media picker, it gives you the full large preview display instead of that little 80 by 80 thumbnail. So for me, this was a blessing from above. I had something that it was images of coupons, and the only thing that really changed was the logo of the merchant and the text of the particular offer. And at 80 by 80, every coupon looks the exact same in the media center.
Fine print gets even finer.
Exactly. So the guys over at CodePress just really, they just hit it out of the park with this one. This is something that Matt and all the rest of the guys at Automatic that listen to the show should be really paying close attention to as far as how to upgrade that particular section of the core. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Here we go. Very nice. Top of the line plugin. Yeah. I may have to look at that. I've been using Faster Image Insert for managing my media for a long time. And it does some similar items to this, but not quite the grid view or allowing me more than 10 items to look at.
Yeah, you know, and there's one more option that I did forget to mention in this, which is you can set your preferences on this thing so that you can save your own kind of user profile or your own view.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot to this. Really great plugin.
Looks like a nice way to add things up. Okay. And the last one I've got to discuss here today is called Generate Box. Now, if you're a Genesis fan like me, you'll find this a great plugin. Otherwise, unfortunately, it won't be much use to you. The reason for that is this plugin is designed specifically for the Genesis framework, and it will not work with any other theming system out there. So recently, StudioPress, creators of Genesis, released a theme called Generate, which the specific creation of that theme was designed to be used to collect email addresses and build your email list up and to use as a promotional website and where you put your postings and comments on. Very nicely designed. I love the box they had created for collecting the emails. In fact, if you go to my new website, you'll see the same box used, only colorized for my site. Now, the problem I ran into was I didn't want to use the Generate theme because it wasn't the theme I was looking for my site. It didn't have the complete look I wanted. And the Generate box didn't work very well in any other Genesis theme until this theme, or this plugin here by Hesham, was written to allow you to run the Generate box on any Genesis theme out there. The other nice thing about it is it allows you, if you have a Generate box on there, it allows you to colorize it, change it up, add additional codes to it without having to dig into the code yourself. The other thing that happens, the original Generate box for the Generate theme was written only for FeedBurner code to be dumped into it and no other code. Oh. To dump any other code like MailChimp or Benchmark, you had to do a crap load of work, actually, because I did it on another site. And it took a fair bit of work to edit it in there properly and make it fit with the box. What he's done here is he's created a spot where you just dump that code right into the plugin settings, and it fits it right in the same way as if we were dumping in the original FeedBurner code that it was created for. Does a very nice job of it, makes it nice and clean, allows it easy to change the colorize of it. There's drop-down boxes for that. You got a little banner on it. You can upload and change that banner as you see fit. So there's a fair number of things for it. It makes it rather easy to use, and if you're a Genesis fan, this is perfect for you because you can use it to not only place the generate box on your front page, but you can place it on every other page in your site. Whereas the original generate theme, the generate box only went on the front page and nowhere else. So I like this plugin. It works very nicely. And give it a shot if you want a new style email collection. So I gave it a nice rating of 4 dragons.
Excellent. Well, sticking with CodePress as far as the author, what is his name? Tobias Schutter. He's from the Netherlands. He also made a plugin. Now, since I was taking a look at the other plugin that I mentioned before, I thought, well, what, he's got 6 plugins. What else has he made? And I found something that I'm actually going to use on the new video site that I'm working on. This one is called Column Shortcodes. And basically, it's just a shortcode that lets you create a number of columns within your post. So it takes your post and turns it into columns or specific sections of your post. So you can do 2 columns, 3, 4. You can do a 1/5 column, 2/5 column. There's just infinite different styles. Actually, no, there's 9, so it's not infinite, but a lot of different combinations that you can use. And he's got a preset style sheet that's included, which you can also modify and kind of hack and slash your way to match your particular style. But I thought this was a pretty great plugin, and I've seen a lot of really cool sites that are getting into columns now, just not only just from the sake of mobile viewing, but just, you know, from a style perspective to kind of make it look like more of a magazine or a newspaper. So in this particular instance, this plugin worked very well. So I'm using it on my new site, and I give this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. So, I recently just added columns to a site I just launched, and I used it in particular ways, but this one might have been a little bit better because it actually gives you more divisions than the way I'd done it.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Maybe it's something worth taking a look at as far as from an ease of use perspective. And John, I brought one more plug-in on board today just because, you know, I know that we're all kind of fans of Gravity around here. And this is somewhat kind of like your post notifier in certain respects. This one I used for people that work for me as far as when a particular form had notification to it. Okay. So what this does is it takes the results from your Gravity forms and it actually creates an RSS feed for each form that you have. Okay. Now, the nice thing is I use that in like Google Reader, and I also have this thing that's kind of like Basecamp that, you know, pulls in RSS feeds and such and creates new tasks out of them. So that's what I needed this for, was, hey, if somebody fills out a lead form, I want you to automatically go into my task management system, create a task that says, you know, here, follow up on this particular lead. So this does that. Now, here's the cool thing. You're thinking, well, I don't really want RSS of my leads because somebody could just come in and pop in and take that. Well, there's security built into this too. So you have to have the correct token or the RSS feed won't work at all. So there's an element of security in this, and it's pretty rocking as far as Gravity Forms goes, as far as the back end. I mean, this literally lets you, you know, plug everything into a feed, even as a like Google Reader or something like that. If you wanted to use a mobile device, you could kind of take a look at who you've got as far as filling out each queue in the form. So I thought this was really cool as far as a plug-in concept for Gravity Forms. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I've been definitely a fan of Gravity Forms for a couple of years now. And is this a relatively recent release from them? It looks like it is.
Yeah, 4 days old.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's nice, and it's nice that they can keep improving Gravity Forms in these ways. That makes it easier. This actually adds a whole lot new level of laziness to your website.
That's right. We're all about.
So the other thing I'm going to be doing is not off of this episode, but I'm in the process of creating it up because we've done so many plugins in the past. I'm pulling up, you know, a top five or seven set, and I'm going to create a little quick poll that you, our listeners, will hopefully go to the website, answer, and tell us how many people are using each which of those plugins, and they're ones that we have covered in the episode at one point or another. So that's going to be coming up in future podcasts, maybe next week. And other than that, you know, we've got Lazy Plugins coming, and don't forget, go on over to iTunes, give us a rating, help us get up to the top of the charts there.
Definitely.
And check us out at blueberry.com and or VOA. So a couple of other places to get us. And I've recently heard of a couple of new spots that are fairly popular, so I'm going to be adding our podcast there and adding that to our listings here pretty soon. And that's all I've got.
Yeah, that's eight plugins that we reviewed today. Yeah. So everybody out there, get out there and start installing. Start checking these things out.
Start installing, check them out. So you can contact me at my website, johnoverall.com. Make sure you get over there, check it out. Sign up for the new emailing list. That mailing list will probably be extended over to the podcast too, so we can get some podcast listeners in here. You can find me also on Twitter. I'm finally getting my Twitter account back to life again and communicating through that. So you can find me there at Ankon Sue. And email me, john at wppro.ca.
And you can find me at marcuscouch.com on Facebook, facebook.com/marcuscouch. But please let me know that you're a listener to the show before you add me. I got some weird ones this week and didn't know who they were, and then they subsequently emailed me and said, hey, this is me, and so now I know who you are, so thank you. You can also find me on Twitter at Marcus Couch, and any of you who want to add me to LinkedIn, you can also find me at linkedin.com/Marcus Couch as well.
Yeah, that's another one for me to nicely add in there. I've actually started using LinkedIn a lot lately and joined a couple of WordPress groups there.
Mm. Well, if by the way, since we're on LinkedIn, one of the groups that I've run since 2007 is called Affiliate Marketing Masters. So if any of you out there are into affiliate marketing, we have about 7,000 people in that group. And it's grown exponentially since the day that I started it. There are people that are program managers in there, affiliate affiliate campaign people as well. So if you're into that, please check it out. Search for it in Google and LinkedIn groups.
Excellent. Well, that's all I've got. You all have yourselves a good one.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!